efforts by a lot of our guys, particularly defense. Thought the defense played extremely hard, extremely well, limited them to a lot of, gave us opportunities on short fields as well. And then we really struggled in the red zone. That's what was obvious, and turned the ball over. And that's certainly that last drive down there when they stopped us on fourth and one and went the length of the field, ended up being the difference in the game. So that being said, questions.
Mario, have you guys on the staff been able to identify what, has been giving Tyler some trouble lately, and has staff and you guys considered making a change at quarterback?
Well, I think it's not just pointing a finger at Tyler. I think offensively there's things that we need to do better. The passing game certainly hasn't been what it needs to be, especially when we started the season so in such a strong manner. But it's tied into us being able to put it all together and synchronize it. Sometimes the routes are covered, smothered a little bit. Sometimes, protection's been fairly good for the most part. They brought a lot of zero blitz today, and then played a lot of coverage, drop eight. So it's a little bit of everything, a little bit of, we've got to coach it better. We've got to get our guys to perform better. We've got to design a couple things that might help us see things a little bit more clearly, but it's a little bit of everything.
And, you've talked in the past about how tough Tyler is. How is he kind of handling this?
He's tough, and he's upset, and you know what competitors are like that, but he competed the whole way. I don't think anyone in there is making excuses for anything. I think everyone there is really upset, really disappointed. Games like that, you got to grind them out. It's going to be who can outlast who can get up one more time. And we had a lot of momentum going down there, in the fourth quarter to go score. And when we didn't get that done, it certainly switched the momentum. And that being said, guys kept battling and kept fighting, but not to the standard and not the result we wanted.
And Mark, made his first start, had a pretty good game, I think 113 yards. What do you think of him getting a chance to really show what he can do tonight?
I thought he was really good, really tough, saw things really well. Against a defense that's really good. They don't allow much on the ground or in the air, so really good in protection also. He's a really good player. He's a really going to be a great one.
And the defense tonight, played very well.
I thought they were awesome, man. I thought they were awesome. They limited these guys to, I don't know what the third down conversion rate was, but certainly was, high caliber for us, for our defense. We limited them to under 50 plays, under 50 snaps. When you do that, you should walk away with a favorable result. We'll put pressure on the quarterback, stop the run, contain some of their explosive players for the most part. But they made a couple plays too. They played their hearts out. They gave us every chance to win the game. We wouldn't lose together, There's no one over there pointing a finger at anybody on the other side of the ball, but we got to put it together better as a team.
And part of the passing game for the last month has been totally distinctly different from what it was early in the season. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any feel for what's...
We do. It hasn't been what it's supposed to be or what it was early on, so I'm not sure it's a little bit of everything, but it's on us to fix it, and we haven't done... We haven't done good enough, and when I say that, we have to do it as an organization, players, coaches, scheme, design, execution, the whole thing, sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that. We're out of sync. It's obvious, right? We're not throwing the ball and catching it really well, and there's no one person to blame. It's all of us. So.
Tyler, how is he feeling physically? I guess that's the first thing. Obviously,
he's upset, and he's disappointed because he's a competitor. He wants to win. I mean, he'd rather throw away any stat out the window and just get a win, And so, he's a really good player, and he's disappointed, and just like the rest of us are. So.
Obviously, just following up on that, he was kind of banged up following the North Carolina game. Just, mm-hmm. How is he doing in terms of the hands, physically?
He's doing pretty well. It's, at this point in the season, a lot of guys are banged up. I think he's feels like anybody else, but he's fighting through, and certainly he doesn't make any excuses.
Certainly a highlight. Can you just speak to Fletcher's performance?
Yeah, Mark Fletcher is, he's beyond his years a little bit. As a freshman coming to, against a defense like that. Thought the offensive line did a good job for him as well. I mean, they grinded a lot of gritty yards, a lot of tough yards. This was going to be a muddy game up front. in the run game and thought that for the most part did a really, really nice job. You know, the last one there on fourth down, they stunted into and lined up to an alignment where we were going to be manned up and we weren't going to have a blocker for that one free hitter inside. He caused him to stutter, and then the outside guy came and they kind of scrunched him there. But it was a good adjustment by them. We couldn't get to that guy, but I thought Mark was excellent.
Obviously, I mean, you guys have a very big game coming on Saturday against FSU. They're a very tough team. Mm-hmm. How do you guys, I guess, I mean, we've talked about this in the past, you guys have had tough losses, but how do you get the team to kind of move on from this in the next, you know, in the next day?
Oh, yeah, you know, like we always do. I think I look a couple things. Number one is you never compromise effort, right? You never do that. If you do, it's again, this program won't have that. Second of all, we played tough for the most part. Defense gave us every opportunity to win that game. And then we were down there. We had every opportunity to take control of that game. And we didn't do it. Okay, we have to own that, right? The other part is that we know that we could be a really good football team. We've shown it in spurts, you know? We don't want to engage in all the post-snap stuff and all that. That stuff ain't us. We address that too. That's never going to be us. Not going to be a part of what we do. But the guys buckled not even down to the end. You know, finding a way to get a stop there at the goal line at the end. And that's a high character team that wants to be tough, wants to play hard, and wants to win. So I don't doubt that. To me, we just got to make sure that we do our best job as an organization to get better. You know, we've gotten better in so many ways. We had a couple ups and downs early in the season. We had some momentum going into this game. We didn't finish the job. We didn't get it done. So get on the plane, get right back to work, let these guys get a little bit of rest, but we'll be working on it right away, and we'll get prepared for next week.
Do a couple more questions.
Hey, right before that 4th-and-1, you guys called timeout. Had they done something on defense that made you want to call timeout at that point?
Well, we were running low on the clock as well. You know, they don't want to make that a 4th-and-6 and have to kick the ball. You know, we had a tough time getting down there. We were, at that point, we had kicked our field goals were outside the red zone. We had kicked one field goal in the red zone. We had an interception in the red zone. And then we were down there so tight where it's 1.5, almost 2 yards. It was a go. It was a go situation. And just we were short. The clock was running. And just didn't want to take any chances. Want to go for it. So. Good.
Anything you say on the offensive line? I guess
the
sack 3 times, I think, today.
Yeah, you got to look at it on film. I think one of them was legitimate, you know, like a really good play. I think the other ones were more related to coverage. But I'll have to see the tape. You know, when they went drop 8, you got to hang on to the ball and pat it a little bit. And a lot of times force into checkdowns and stuff like that. But thought the offensive linemen on the surface, like they played fairly well. They played pretty well, you know. Obviously not the result we want, so if that's the case, we didn't coach it good enough. We didn't play good enough. So.
Good morning. You heard Mario Cristobal after last night's 20-6 loss up in Raleigh against NC State. I'm going to give you my thoughts on last night's loss. One, Tyler Van Dyke, you know, another poor game, 3 interceptions. The last one, of course, that was at the end, at the win. Summed up the night on that when he threw the 3rd pick of the night to end the game. Summed it up. We had 4 turnovers last night. They only had 2. We forced 2, and we lost 4. We lost the ball 4 times. A fumble lost by TVD on a strips on a sack fumble, and then the 3 interceptions. 5 touchdowns, 10 interceptions in the last 4 games. That, my friends, is not going to win. Listen, now Mario mentioned the 3rd down efficiency. NC State was 3-11, 4-for-15. So defense has played pretty well. But, you know, you just cannot turn the ball over and 4 times and expect to beat a pretty solid team like NC State was. Okay. 292 yards to 231, 19 first downs to 12. We controlled the time of possession, but we did not make the plays we needed to make. The fourth and one. I mean, you don't get that. They go 97 yards. They basically seal the win right then and there. Then a field goal, of course, finishes it off. But the bottom line is we held NC State to 231 yards last night. I mean, they were pretty balanced. It was a pretty deep, for the most part, defensive battle. But you can't throw three interceptions like TBD didn't expect to win. I mean, and I know we got, and next week, I do not have to tell any of you who we're facing next week. You know, up in Tallahassee against a powerful FSU team. This is a team that blew us out last year at Hard Rock 45-3. This has, I fear this has all the makings of 1997 when we went up there and got shut out 47 to nothing up there. You know, I just have that bad, I have a bad feeling. And usually I feel pretty confident going into a game. But after last night, I mean, don't feel so good about it. I mean, a win last night would have done wonders for us. But, you know, it is what it is. We're on to the next one. Now, do I want to bench Van Dyke? There comes a point you have to. And I know I wouldn't want to start Emery or Jacoury on the road in a hostile environment like that. But honestly, Mario said we're not going to make a change of quarterback. So basically, this is Tyler Van Dyke's team. But my God, we have to stop turning the ball over. We got to stop throwing interceptions. QBR was 29.9 last night for Van Dyke. Not going to win that way. Not going to win that way. Don't know where we go from here. Let me give you my report card. Offense, I'm going to give it a D-. I mean, three interceptions. Okay, the only bright spot was 115 yards by Fletch. But aside from that, take away those 115 from Fletcher. You take away those 115 yards from Fletcher last night. And Fletch had a very solid game. You take that away. We had 4 yards rushing. 4 yards rushing last night outside of 115 from Fletcher. We had 119 total. 115 of that from Fletcher. Okay. Not going to get it done that way when no one else steps up and on the ground game. I always say this NC State defense against the run wasn't that good. And we made them look good last night. Receiving, I'm glad we got others involved. Jacoby George, Colby Young, X, of course, and Fletch out of the flat. But my God, the tight end is 3 catches. I mean, drops. I mean, the tight ends have to step up better. I mean, my goodness. My goodness. And I'm not seeing a confident quarterback in Van Dyke at all. I see a guy who's rattled. I see a guy that's not there mentally. I don't know what it is. He says the knee brace was off, and it was. He says the finger was fine. It doesn't look like it to me after what happened last night. No way. No way. Defense, I'm going to give a B. I felt we did a very good job there. We forced 2 turnovers last night. We sacked them twice. We got the picks. We got a pick there. Felt the defense kept us in this ball game, like Mario said. Gave us enough chance to win the ball game, but you know, it just wasn't to be. Wasn't to be there. Special teams, I'm gonna give a B-. I mean, Andy misses a field goal. On special teams, I mean, you know, we had 2 returns for 8 for 66 yards from Rashad. Punt returns 2 for 17 for X. Andy misses a field goal. Dylan Joyce had a pretty solid game last night. So that's where it is. Closing, I think we could do better. But we know FSU is going to be a real challenge next week. I want to see where this team is mentally. I just got a bad feeling about this. Just wanted to let you know, next podcast, Brad Tejada will be hosting next FSU week. We're working on getting a major guest He'll be filling in for me next week while I tend to family issues. I'll be back doing in a hosting chair in the war room on the podcast for the Louisville game. But yeah, listen to Brad Tejada next week. He's gonna have a good guest on, and we're gonna have his take on it post game. Have a great day. Win or lose, go Canes.